for choosing Arch Top Fiber. My name's Phil. How can I help you?
Hi. So we just got fiber optics installed. We live in Rhinebeck.
Village. Okay.
And we both work from home, so our computers are working fine, but neither one of us can get our phone to work.
Okay, I can definitely help you with that. Can I get your name, please?
Janet Barbier. I don't know if the account is needs to be who the account is under or.
Can you spell your last name for me? Oh. Yeah, can you spell your last name?
Boy. Mm-hmm. B as in boy, A R, B as in boy, I E R E. I know my husband set it up. It's Elliot Kroll, K R O L L.
Yeah, it's under his name. What is the service address?
29 Knollwood Road.
Thank you. What's the email address?
Oh, the email address?
Mm-hmm.
jbarbier@oric.com.
No, what's your husband's email address?
Elliot, what did you set it up under?
I have no idea.
Is that a dot or no dot? Elliot with two L's and two T's, ELLIOTT dot KROLL at gmail.com.
It's not at Gmail.
Okay. Good. Then it's Aaron Fox. Aaron Fox.
What is the phone number associated with the account?
I have no idea. My God. It's a hard question. We have several phone numbers. Phone number
914-420-6096.
Thank you very much for all verifying that information. So the email is elliot.kroll@afslaw.com?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay, so let's see what's going on for this one. Everything looks up and operational. You guys have a Zyxel router. It could be that, are you guys inputting the correct password for your guys' phones?
I think so. We have Cisco 88. Mine's a Cisco 8861 phone. Just been on my phone.
I'm talking about for like the Wi-Fi. Wi-Fi. What's the Wi-Fi password you guys are using?
Well, the one they gave us. S24160057 61.
Okay. Let's do this. What would you guys like to? So probably the best option for this one, I would say, is we can rename the network ID. So what I'll do is it'll change what the name of the network is as well as the thing. But you're saying just your phone specifically are not able to connect?
Just the phone.
Okay. And you guys are trying to connect to the network named Archtop Fiber S240Z1605761?
Yeah.
Okay.
Set up Ethernet ID to try to do it plugged in or not plugged in. Now it's not showing anything. Settings, network setup. Ethernet setup.
A lot of devices hooked up via Ethernet. Wow. All right. So let's.
I used to be wireless.
Yeah. All right. So let's see. What we got here. So, it looks like almost all of your devices are hooked up via an Ethernet connection.
Yeah. Well, that's.
Except for one. It looks like it's a Linux laptop is the only one that's not connected via that one. So let's do this real quick, because this might actually help you guys out with all of this. What would you guys like to name the network to?
Name the network. Right now it's Archtop Fiber?
Yeah, it's that really long one I told you.
Oh, with the wireless password. That's mm-hmm. It says on my card, network name, Archtop Fiber, and then password is the S240.
Okay, let's try this. I'm going to do this. So I'm going to, so you guys can always do this. You can log into our your Plume app to rename this, but just so it's a little bit easier to find, I'm renaming your guys' networks. You should see it if you refresh the list. It'll pop back up. It'll say it's Kroll Home. That's the name of the network.
Should I be wireless or what? And is this going to be for my computer as well?
For your laptop, yes. This will be for the laptop as well. So,
okay, Elliot, do you want to see if we want to? He's going to change the name of the. He's going to change the name of the network to Kroll Home.
And I'm changing the password as well, so it's a little bit easier for you guys to know. So password is getting changed to Elliot One with a capital E.
What? Well, why do I change this password?
Just so you guys have an easier time of trying to log in, just so that it.
What?
Make it easier.
You know, reset the security system. I mean, everything's on.
Oh, we got a problem. We got.
From what I'm seeing, everything else on the net, everything on your guys' network is currently wired in. You're on an Ethernet connection. So changing the network password will not affect Ethernet connections, just wireless access.
Okay, the problem is...
Not everything's wired.
The problem is the security system, which we just got up and running.
I don't understand why we have to reset the password. I didn't understand why I have to rename the network.
How would that help? If you're just making it simpler.
So for the reasoning behind it is when you have, with a lot of customers we have coming in, if you have multiple networks close by that are also on the Archtop Fiber network and they're not renamed, you might accidentally mistake their network for yours. It has happened. So by renaming it, it gives you one better network security and gives you the ability to manage it yourself instead of being like, is this the right network? Is that the right network? It's, you know, specifically which network you guys are looking for.
We're at least an acre away from any other neighbor.
All right. So,
like the village of Ryan, well, we're technically in the village, but it's not like we're, you know, right crammed next door to another house that can pick up their network. We don't pick up anybody else's network.
Okay. Good to know.
So I get what you mean, but that's not where we live.
Okay.
Not that close.
Okay. No worries. But as far as your phones go, the only other thing I can think about is looks like your guys' network is set up with, it's saying it's set up with password protection access 3 with SSID and password protection 2. Let me look to see if that is something we can fix ourselves just to make it better. Yeah, I do not know why it's saying that like all of your guys' yeah, so it's saying like all of your Nest cameras, your TP-Links, your Sonos's, all of those are set up via a all of those devices are set up via a Ethernet connection. They're not set up via wireless. So.
Oh, is that true? The Nest is Ethernet, not wireless? It's Ethernet connection, not wireless?
Ethernet is not wireless.
The Nest. The Nests are wired?
Oh, no, they're wireless.
Google Nest Mini is wired in. The Nest cameras are wired in.
We have cameras that are wireless.
So those ones are probably connected. Those wireless ones are probably hard connect. If you, they're like Nest cameras, they're probably hardwired to the Nest main docking station, so that they're running off of that its network.
What?
The cameras are wireless.
Yes. But everything I'm showing everything right now is listed as hardwired, not wireless. That's currently connected to your guys' router.
We have a secure, I don't know what you're looking at, and I'm not arguing about it, but we have a security system that has wired cameras on the exterior. On the interior, we have cameras that we installed that are wireless. So we have both wired and wireless.
Okay. So, and I'm, and as I was trying to say, the only thing I'm seeing connected right now to your all, to your main router that I can see personally on my side, are the wired connections. If you have anything that's going off of your TP-Link access points, those are going to be on their, those are going to be on those wireless networks that are connecting back to the main system. So I can't see anything past those TP links.
All right, then it's over my head. All
right, so I'm turning on a bunch of them now. But I mean, we've got wireless cameras all over the place. I turned on two more, but they're, you know, at least three that are already on. I'm looking at them. Turned on a bunch more.
So you're saying you would be able to detect those and you're not?
So the way our system works is if it's connected to one of our one of the devices that we've provided for you, which looks like right now the only device you guys have from us is that Zyxel router. Anything past that Zyxel router that is of your, that you own personally, we can't see anything that's connected to those.
So
what does that mean?
I mean, I've got a TP-Link Wi-Fi router in the place.
Yep.
You're saying you can't see?
We won't see, we can't see any kind of device that's connected to those TP-Links at all.
Okay. So what difference does it make? You can't see them.
Say that one more time, sir.
So what is the difference? Can't see what?
So what we can see on our side is anything that's connected to our equipment. The, your, all of your hardline connections, any device that is connected directly to our modem, we can see. Anything that's connected to any device that is owned by you, such as like your anything that's connected to those TP-Link access points, we cannot see those devices because our system doesn't allow us to at this point.
So what about, so you're saying, Elliot, my computer is not connected through a TP-Link or anything?
Of course it is. Absolutely. No, it's not kind of TP-Link. You're hardwired. You're Ethernet.
Okay, but this phone is connected through this.
It's a switch. You're connected to Ethernet. Absolutely.
Directly?
Yep.
This is a TP-Link.
It's a switch. It's not a Wi-Fi. It's just a,
but you're there. Saying you can't see it if it's through a TP-Link.
Wait a minute. You're telling me we have an Internet switch? Like, you know, and you say you can't see it?
You have currently, from what I can see, you may have more than this, but from what I can see for on my side right now is you guys have 47 devices connect to your main modem. Most of those are hardlined. I cannot see anything, any other devices you may have connected.
Okay, so those 49 devices, can you identify which ones they are?
Yes, I can. I can tell you which ones those are right now. Just doing this real quick. So I'm seeing four TP-Link access points, a Cisco Celsius IP phone that is hardlined, a Chamberlain MyQ, something
one
from.
What you just said, that's one of the phones.
Is that a Cisco IP phone?
So yeah, that one is showing connected, and that one is actually showing connected via Ethernet.
Okay, well, it's not working.
Everything else on everything from my end is showing it has good connection. Everything is good to go. I'm not seeing any issues on our end with that phone specifically.
Okay, but the phone's not working. So what are you seeing?
This might be an issue that you'll have to contact Cisco about. Because and they said, oh, it's not us, it's your internet provider.
Yeah.
So
it was working until I changed to fiber optic.
That's very interesting. Yeah, I'm not seeing anything on.
And this is, so one. They just swapped it out for a brand new one. It's not working either.
Okay, because I'm not seeing anything on our side, because it's showing that it's got a strong, healthy connection to our fiber optic network. We have a full, you know, IP address, all of that stuff, and I'm seeing no issues on our end.
What is the phone that you see connected?
I can give you the IP address. It doesn't tell me like the name of it or the style of it. It just tells me it's a Cisco Celsius IP phone.
Hold on, let me just see. Cisco Celsius IP phone. It doesn't say what.
No, it doesn't tell me what kind it is. It just gives me an IP address for that one.
Okay, so the IP address went blank on me. I'm not seeing any IP address anymore.
So I have an IP address of this one of 192.168.40.157. So let me see if there's another one of those, if you have two of them, or if you just have the one, that's it. Yeah, I'm only seeing the one right now. Thermostats, indoor cameras, your TP-Link Omada cloud controller, Nest Mini, Chamberlain MyQ, a Linux PC, Honeywell thermostat.
I'm not seeing that it has an IP address anymore. The IP address went away.
Okay, so I do see one that was disconnected and it's been offline since 6:20, but we have another one that did come online. That's the one I listed off to you.
When did it come online?
Give me 1 second. Let me get back up to it. It does not tell me. Let me view history on this real quick. It's saying this one's been connected for, oh, there it is, 24 hours. It's not giving, it's because it says there's no activity that's been on it, and it just gives me the last 24 hours of device information. It doesn't tell me when it came on. I just get information on when the device was disconnected, but nothing past that.
What's the IP address you have for that phone?
IP address for this Cisco Celsius is 192.168.40.157.
All right, I'm actually on 102, not 157.
So yeah, that one is not currently connected. We have the one I just listed to you. That's the one that is currently connected.
Okay, so the one I have currently connected is 102. It's connected by a wire.
Okay, so that does not seem like it was. And this one
not connect. 157.
Well, I just unconnected mine.
I'm 102.
I just unconnected mine. It's called 157. You still don't see the other one? Do you see the Cisco?
Give me a sec.
How many Cisco phones?
One Cisco Celsius IP. I'm checking to see if I see another one. There's two of them. I see two of them connected. I see 102 connected now.
Oh, good. You see it connected.
Yes.
Okay. But then why isn't it working?
I hate to say this. I have no clue why it's not showing you guys having connection, because it's showing good connectivity on my side.
You know what DHCP address release means?
That's how long. So the DHCP lease time that we have is how long that has been active on our networks. You said you got your service installed about yesterday or something?
No, it's just a new phone, because my other phone wasn't So they swapped it out for a new phone.
Okay, so that's how long, that's pretty much telling you how long it's been connected to, like, our...
Well, it says off.
Yeah, so...
It's off.
Give me one moment, let me look that up.
She should be on.
The only thing I can see in terms of DHCP is the DHCP lease time. And that's just essentially all the DHCP is the dynamic host configuration protocol, essentially for network management, and that allows it to have its own unique IP address.
Right, I understand it. Do you know what it says? It keeps bringing me to welcome enter activation code or service domain. Do you know what that means?
Is that with your Cisco?
Yeah.
No, I would not. That is something that you would, as I stated, you would have to talk to Cisco customer service about, because that's not our area of expertise. We are just your internet provider.
Keeps asking me for the activation code and service domain. Okay. All right. Thank you.
Oh, you're quite welcome. Is there anything else I can help you with today?
Thank you.
Right. Have a good.